Do you want headphones?
You're so used to me.
Everybody else gets the normal guest with Gurney's Got It. So you want headphones? I know when you're on the air, you used to having headphones. So
I'll be okay. But I don't want to disrupt the show.
Because you're here, and normally I don't pot Tim up for this either, and Tim's on, so you won't be able to hear Tim if you don't have headphones. 102.3 XLC, Weston Lee.
And I know Tim is going to talk smack to me.
He just said hi.
Hi, Tim.
Oh, I'm supposed to talk smack about
actually,
Nicole. Okay.
Hold on. I'm disappointed in Tim while we're on the topic of him.
Oh, that
Costco
I know why.
TikTok video?
Yeah, yeah. Well.
I told him I expect him to greet me like that when I walked in today. No Tim. No TikTok Tim.
No TikTok dances for Tim.
He's pretending to check the weather back there.
I might like break something if I did. You see that girl though? She had all these gyrations and weird things. I'd end up in traction. No, thank you.
You could hear him.
I can hear him now.
Yeah.
Through my hat.
Well,
my hair.
Making excuses for why he
I said I'd end up
TikTok
in traction if I would try that dance.
100%.
Too old for that.
All right, so we have Nicole Kyatt, Kyatt Enterprises. I'm sure you know Nicole from many of different facets of life.
But mainly pretending to be you every now and again.
Pretending to be me. We miss you. Could you fill in for me tomorrow?
Which, boy, oh, boy, did she hit one out of the park this morning already with pretending to be Leah?
Yeah, she, because I overdid it with the wine. So I'm telling Nicole, and she goes, well, like we say, you just need to pet the hair.
Whose hair? No, never mind.
I don't know whose hair.
She meant hair of the dog. Which
yeah, I know what she meant.
You just need to pet the hair.
You just need to pet that.
Because
she said it with all of the confidence and...
It was so pure.
It was really pure.
Well, because everybody says hair of the dog, and I always say pet the dog that bit you. But famously, I always combine things.
Yes, it is.
Did you teach that to your daughter? If a Rottweiler ever bites you, you go pet that dog.
Yes,
again.
You have to overcome the fear.
No, you do not pet the dog that bit you. Oh, dear God. Oh, welcome in.
Hi.
Nicole. Hi. How are you?
This is, well, you know, just when I was starting to miss it here.
Yeah, I know. Welcome back. Okay, so what is new with your restaurants and Birch Beverages?
Well, the good news on that, normally I'm on the payroll when I'm here, so we're drinking today, baby.
Oh, gosh.
We are drinking.
You know how much my boss.
Same.
No, not very much.
I'm just
going to
come sit back by you and let these two do
come
this.
Come on in, yeah.
Frank loves when I drink on the air, so I'm looking forward to
that. He doesn't know you.
No, he don't know me tomorrow.
We're still in trouble from the first time when we were launching Primo Wines.
Yeah.
We all got slaps on the wrist.
But you guys are setting up some interesting stuff over there. I'm nervous.
Yes, but, you know, just pet the hair.
Just do it.
Just pet the hair.
So... we are going to talk a little bit about what we have going on for our restaurants coming up through the Valentine's Day weekend.
Okay.
But also, I brought my right-hand woman, partner in crime. We have deemed her the president of fun. From Birch Beverages, Laura Kaplan is with me today.
The
Laura Kaplan.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. You're setting up all of the drinks, which we'll be doing.
I'm the president of fun.
I know.
Are you related to the meteorologist, dude?
I am. You guys are watching him, too.
Is that weird?
Right?
Yeah.
But you're not related, right?
Yeah. Are you related? Yeah, they're not related. They're married.
Well, I watch Game of Thrones. They could be related.
He's from Wisconsin.
Wouldn't that be great to start that rumor?
Gosh. Should we turn him off while you're in here? Is this no? It's good.
I'm used to ignoring him.
Do you watch him on the news?
No. He's up and on the air at 4 in the morning.
Oh,
I'm usually not
him and
even
I are
awake
here together.
Yet.
He doesn't know that him and I spend a lot of the morning together. But you're like my wife. People are like, do you listen to him on the radio? She's like, God, no.
Yeah, I listen to him at home.
Other stations. Yeah.
No, I don't listen to him at home. Exactly. Why would I start now?
So Laura's going to be setting up a little beverage.
Get it?
So I've made several cocktails, and I thought I would make one special for all of you.
Ooh.
That includes vitamin C, so I'm feeling like...
Breakfast cocktail.
Yeah, breakfast.
Absolutely. But also pairs nicely for a Valentine's option. For everybody.
You gotta tell them the name. The name's the cutest.
I changed the name on this one.
How dare you?
Which one are you talking about, though?
Are we doing the French kiss?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I decided to be my birch. Isn't that kind of cute?
Be my birch.
Oh, I love it.
See,
this is why she's the president of fun.
I love that. Okay, so we'll be doing a little demo video of that on Facebook Live here coming up. But first, let's discuss new menu items.
New menu items.
I saw that you guys changed it up there at Primo.
We did. So we silently launched it a couple weeks ago because we wanted to get all the kinks out, of course, before such a huge holiday for us.
Mm-hmm.
So this weekend, we are doing the official unveiling of the new Primo menu. We changed about 60% of it. So it is
wow.
It's the biggest menu swap that we've ever done. We also changed the wine list, upgraded everything. And
I can attest to that because I did all oh,
yeah. she handles all of the printing, all of the design, everything on that. See, thank you, right hand. And then also we added so many more birch cocktails, which again was
they're delicious. I've tried them all.
Correct.
Sounds like a tough job. Do you need a left hand person?
I do. Mainly both to hold me up because I have to sample them.
Sure, you said she's the left hand. You'd have to be the other left hand or the right hand.
She said right hand. That's why I'm saying if you need a left hand, I'm here.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we have everything from we're calling it the They See Me Rollin', like the hip hop song.
Yeah. By the way, when I comment on your stuff, I expect laughing emojis and stuff like that.
Well, then be funny.
I said chameleon-aire approved because I bet most of the people didn't know who sang that song, but I did.
I appreciate it.
And I got no laughing emoji, and I don't appreciate that.
Okay, I'm going to laugh at it right
now.
Thank you very much. But it's super cool. It's the size of my forearm, and it is lobster, crab, and shrimp, all in the most amazing fresh brioche roll. So that's new. The Primo pasta has this unbelievable topped burrata that we're making fresh in-house.
Oh, you're making that
fresh in-house.
What?
Yes. Well, which is, I think, what explains the past 10 pounds that I've gained because I'm also the sampler.
You're sampling it.
So everything from new steaks to new seafood dishes, everything in between.
Steak combos.
Yes. So definitely go to primogurney.com. You can make a reservation or order online, and we deliver for free when you order via our website or the Kayet Enterprises app. Following that, we have Super Bowl coming up this weekend.
I can't say that, by the way.
Oh, the big game.
The big game.
Sorry.
Trying to save you from the lawsuit. We're good.
We have the big game coming up this weekend where Kayet Catering is doing a $65 package. With that, you get 50 wings, any sauce of your choosing, and a large one-topping pizza for $65.
Stop it.
Right? We're basically giving it away for free. Eggs are more expensive, speaking of.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That's a deal.
It's a great deal. And that is selling fast.
Okay.
So we have.
So people could, you could like pre-order it?
Definitely pre-order.
I'm doing this.
Yes, because a lot of people are choosing delivery too. And there's only so much of us to deliver.
Right.
So, what else do we have coming up? Oh, the Lake House in Lake Villa. We've got an amazing Valentine's Day menu. So go to lakehouselv.com. Check that out. We're doing jumbo shrimp. We've got an amazing surf and turf deal, and then a homemade red velvet cake that we are known for. We only do it Valentine's weekend,
so I'm gonna allow it, but this is Gurney's got it.
Oh, sorry.
So I'm gonna I'm gonna allow it because we love you.
Kayet Enterprises is a Gurney brand. And
yes,
it just snuck
yes.
in.
Just happened to have a place that's just a little off the Gurney path, but that's okay. Valentine's week though at Primo, you said it's your busiest
time
of the year, right?
Definitely make your reservations now. I can tell you we are pretty sold out on Saturday and Tuesday.
Okay.
Friday we have very limited availability, so definitely get your pre-reservations in. We won't be able to take any walk-ins.
But something new I also saw there is live music on Thursdays and Fridays.
Yes. So starting Valentine's week, the 16th, we are starting live music in our lounge area where it's going to be like sexy swanky lounge, not like full performance. So it'll be background music, but very cool. It'll be rotating acts, usually a pianist, sometimes a solo guitarist. So we have that booked out through July.
So mad you had dueling pianos while I was in Texas. I wanted to go.
So mad you said pianist another way it's supposed to be said. It's a pianist?
Yeah.
It is. Yes.
It's the greatest word in American language. In English language. In English. Whatever.
You're doing really good at that language, by the way.
It's my second language.
Well, good news for you. We have dueling pianos the first Friday of every month.
Oh, stop.
In the parlor speakeasy.
Yes.
Yes. So March 3rd would be the next one.
Yes, I will be doing that. I'll plan around that.
Yes.
March 3rd will be the next one.
Okay.
Cool.
But every Friday in the parlor, we have live music. So again, if you go on to primogurney.com, click the parlor tab, And you can find all of our upcoming
acts. And you're doing a retro DJ night dance party also that's getting put in. Yes. Oh, hi.
We need more microphones.
So they just added this really cool DJ who is playing some 70s, 80s, 90s retro dance feel. So fun. We were, what was it, last week? I can't even remember anymore. So much fun. Everybody was out dancing, and of course, we were trying to name those tunes while we were dancing and have a great time.
Now, I love Primo, and this all sounds like a great time, but Wes and I are regulars at Fat Man's, okay?
Yes.
That is where our stomping grounds are, and as much as I love Fat Man's,
I don't have my key yet. I'm banning that place until I get my key.
I request that they open just 30 minutes earlier.
No, they don't even have to open. Give me the key. I can make my own drinks.
I know where the glasses are.
I know where the tap is. I know Leah takes a half an hour to pick what she's going to drink anyway. It's good. We got this. I'll even pay. I just want a key.
I have agreed to this, though. And I said, be careful what you wish for. Because if you have a key, you're on staff.
Next week. I'm like, what just happened?
You're serving all the tables that come in that.
But Fat Man's is having a big game party. And Wes, one of your favorites.
The meat
raffle.
Oh, I love meat raffles.
We do it in Illinois too. It's not just a Wisconsin thing.
Wisconsin.
I call it going hunting. Okay. You know, like people go hunting and they bring home all the meat and fill their freezer. I just go meat raffling.
Well, Sunday is your day for the big game,
there
not the SB.
That's right.
During every quarter break, we are doing a meat raffle. So all you have to do is be there for it. And then if you don't win the meat, you win a bottle of Birch or other participating spirits brands that are not vodka, rum, or gin. all sorts of, you know, we have logoed Fat Man swag. We've got game day swag from all of your favorite teams, not just the ones that are in the big game.
Yeah.
So check it out. You can go to fatmansgurney.com. All of that is on there available.
Awesome. And as I mentioned, we're going to be doing a demo on Facebook Live. Is there anything, though, Birch beverage-wise that you want to get out there before we do that?
Yes. So, Laura, I will let you take the lead on this. Look at how excited she is. So, the smartest thing I did was bring on Laura because she is rock star, superior to anything. And she is the key person with all of our accounts, and I think she wants to tell you about some of our key Lake County Gurney accounts and some new ones that we've brought on.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited, and I almost want to lead with this. We got the Boardroom in Libertyville, who just got their delivery 2 days ago for Birch, and I'm so excited that they're bringing that on.
I've never even heard of the Boardroom.
Oh, it's the old Tommy's location.
Oh,
by Egg Harbor. Yes.
Right.
So I broke the rules and going to Libertyville, but
it's Birch.
I've never heard of Libertyville. Where is this?
But we do have Backyard Steak Pit, Saludos, obviously the Kyatt brands. Who am I forgetting here now that I'm? You threw me.
We want to just keep this gurney, correct?
I mean,
yes. Okay. So Backyard Steak Pit, Saludos, Primo, Fat Man's, and Chicago Woodfire, Fog Cutter in Gurney. Mm-hmm. Please visit them. Support the Birch brand. Birch donates 100% of the proceeds right back to the hospitality industry to help them recover from the COVID closures. We're very proud of it.
I mean, going and dining out is great and all, but where can you go in Gurney to purchase Birch?
So Binny's is a huge retailer for us.
Are you going to Binny's tonight, Gurney Moms?
I'm always going to Binny's. And yes, the Gurney Moms party is tonight.
Gurney Moms party tonight at Binny's.
That's at 6.
6.
6 o'clock. Yeah. Yes, so we will see everybody there.
Cardinal Liquors.
Oh, they have it too now?
Both Cardinal Liquors.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so the east side of Gurney Cardinal and this one.
Awesome. 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 All right. So I'm ready to have a beverage. I got to go pet the hair, as Nicole says. Nicole, Laura, thank you guys so much for being here. Before we let you go, though, what's your Gurney go-to?
We're going to choose, let's say, Fog Cutter.
Oh, that is a good one. For sure.
The Fog Cutter.
I had never been cutter for a long time.
Until Nicole got you going.
Actually, I got her to go there.
Breakfast is amazing.
I've been kicked out of there every time I've been there up until recently because I kept swearing and I was underage the one time.
Oh, so. Well.
But now they're a great Birch partner.
Long time.
Wow.
Game on.